The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Friday, May 22nd, it's the first concert of the summer at Vintage Community in Templeton featuring the Mark Adams Band.
Hey, I was out last night, started a fight, feeling bad this morning and looking aside. Stumbling and a-bumming and feeling for the knob of my door.
The Mark Adams Band this Friday at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road, just up from the CHP. Concert is at 6:30, free and open to all ages. Bring a chair, a picnic, or buy food and drinks at the concert. The Mark Adams Band this Friday.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Have you heard about functional fitness? It's all about being fit for life. Here's a simple, equipment-free routine to help make your everyday movements a little easier. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Functional exercises mimic the movements you do on a daily basis to boost your mobility. Plus, some research suggests that functional exercises might even help enhance other aspects of physical fitness, including strength, speed, and balance. An example of functional fitness is wall push-ups. Stand facing a wall, arm's length away. Lean forward and place your hands at chest level. Bend the elbows and slowly move the chest and hips toward the wall. Hold for 1 second. Then push arms straight back to the starting position. Repeat. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office releases additional search warrant information. Paso Robles High School Administration investigating anonymous threats. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Sheriff's Office is releasing additional information regarding the search conducted at Susan Flores' home earlier this month. The search was related to the disappearance and murder of Kristen Smart, conducted with a warrant signed by a Superior Court judge. The Sheriff's Office says detectives utilized a number of investigative resources and techniques, including ground-penetrating radar and soil vapor science. An area in the yard was identified that produced results consistent with human remains. On May 8th, investigators secured an additional warrant to excavate that specific area. Excavation activities recovered several items that are currently being analyzed, but ultimately no human remains were recovered during the excavation, and no further information is available at this time. The Passerable City Council directed staff to proceed with all four of its recommendations regarding retail cannabis offices in the city. Staff are directed to remove the cap of three such businesses in the municipal code, develop a cannabis regulatory permit, and require existing holders of conditional use permits to amend their applications in order to allow recreational cannabis delivery. These will come back as future items for individual discussion and approval. Passerable High School Administration investigating anonymous threats. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District said they're investigating alleged threats toward the school district yesterday. Administration investigated an old text message that had resurfaced and was being recirculated among students. Additional rumors and secondhand claims from yesterday were also reviewed. The district said, quote, "No direct reports containing specific or credible information regarding these circulating claims have been made to the school administration, law enforcement, or the district's anonymous tip line. The district encouraged anyone to report something they see or hear that is concerning, even if they may believe someone else has already done so. Direct reporting, rather than reposting or discussing concerns through social media, group chats, or text messages, allows appropriate authorities to assess situations quickly, thoroughly, and effectively." Work has begun on a permanent two-lane bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek near South El Pomar Road to replace the existing storm-damaged bridge. Work will require the full closure of Creston Road at South El Pomar Road through Creston Ridge Lane. A traffic detour will be in place from June 1st through September 4th, 2026, with partial closures before and after as needed. Construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. The expected detour for most residents and visitors to the area is El Pomar Drive to Cripple Creek Road, according to County Public Works. The Pioneer Day Committee will be holding several fundraisers prior to the 96th Annual Pioneer Day Parade this October. The Best of the West Tractor Show will be this Memorial Day weekend at Santa Margarita Ranch. The Firestone Invitational Beer Festival will be held May 30th at the Paso Robles Event Center. In June will be Nashville Nights at Cal Poly Coast Beer Company and June 13th, Paso Robles Concerts in the Park. The kickoff party for the Pioneer Day will be Saturday, September 19th at Estrella Warbirds. This 96th Pioneer Day Parade will be held October 10th. And in honor of America's 250th birthday, the theme will be Patriotic Flags, Freedom, and Pioneer Spirit. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 5-3, the Dodgers over the Padres 5-4, the Athletics beat the Angels 14-6, the Yankees over the Blue Jays 5-4. Tonight, the Angels will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Dodgers, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, The Sandy Fire, above Simi Valley and 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles, has reached more than 1,600 acres. Over 17,000 people are now under evacuation orders as the fire continues to grow, fueled by strong winds and dry conditions. The fire is only at 5% containment, according to CAL FIRE. The cause is under investigation. Last year, California lawmakers tried to pass a bill that would force data centers to disclose how much water they use, but the bill was vetoed by Governor Gavin Newsom. This time, the legislature is trying once again with AB 2619, requiring a person who owns or operates a data center to provide an estimated and expected water use. The two gunmen who opened fire at a San Diego mosque on Monday left a manifesto, authorities revealed on Tuesday. The two teens met online, and police say their writings outline religious and racial beliefs about how the world they envision should look like. They have not provided any further details about the writing. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Our CAF, United Stock Growers of America, CEO Bill Bullard says beef packer concentration has been silently devastating American cattle farms and ranches for decades, and federal probes into the meatpacking industry are now bringing that concern to the forefront.
The Department of Justice is seeking public help in order to continue their investigation. So they're calling upon the public to provide information that the public may have regarding the conduct of the meat packers. So they're asking the public to provide information if they have any information on the beef packers agreeing to set prices in the industry or agreeing to certain slaughter volume levels in order to control prices.
The Justice Department has reviewed more than 3 million documents and interviewed thousands of cattle producers, feeders, and industry participants as it determines the next steps in potential antitrust action against beef packers.
They're going to need help in connecting all the dots. And it's the people within the cattle industry and the beef industry that have the information that is vitally critical to the success of an investigation that leads to enforcement action that will finally restructure this broken marketplace by restoring competitive market forces and eliminating the monopolistic forces that have been driving our industry for so long and, very importantly, have been shrinking our industry for decades.
ARCAF USA's Bill Bullard.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Private companies and researchers at the University of California, Davis are working with farmers to develop new ways to reduce methane emissions from cattle. To address methane from cow burps or enteric methane, UC Davis professors are studying a compound in red seaweed as a feed additive that has been shown to lower methane production in animals' rumens. They're also exploring gene editing technology that could permanently decrease methane production. At the same time, dairy farms have adopted methane digesters and waste treatment systems that turn emissions from manure into renewable energy and other usable products. Farmers say it's crucial that these solutions make financial sense for their operations so that the technologies could be broadly implemented. Sustainability always has to start with financial sustainability, said Merced County dairy farmer Simon van der Rood. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 90s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday, mid 70s Saturday, Sunday and Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, 72 a week from today. Currently it is 57 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mostly higher, though the Dow lost ground at the open. Crude oil prices remain elevated but are off recent highs. NVIDIA shares up 0.5%. The AI chipmaker reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. Intuit shares are down 4%. Reuters says Intuit is laying off about 17% of its workforce, approximately 3,000 employees worldwide, to streamline operations and sharpen its focus, including on artificial intelligence. Intuit is parent company of TurboTax and Credit Karma. Samsung Electronics appears headed for a strike after talks with union leaders broke down. Micron Technology, its competitor, is seeing shares up more than 3.5%, and Intel shares are up 7%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
All righty, we're set and ready to go with freedom of speech. First, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech, brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL as we get going. Here on this Wednesday edition, right here on The Right Choice, indeed.
But I like it, I love it, I want some more of it.
Morning Exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, sound off, Karen, 12:30 till 2. Well, the cannabis issue last night at the Paso Robles City Council meeting. She will be talking with Councilman Chris Bausch about that and other issues here in darn near paradise. So, enjoy. All right, got a little help here, as usual, because I need it and I very much appreciate it. Community work service to pay off fine in California, according to this, is work performed with a registered nonprofit organization as a service to the community. Community work service is mandatory for those who have been ordered by the court to complete community service, such as in the cases of litter violations, and voluntarily for those who have been given the option to perform these services instead of paying a court-ordered fine. If you've been ordered by the court to pay a fine, you may choose to perform this work instead of paying the fine. You may also combine both work hours and payment. Community work service is performed at the rate of $34 per hour. Hours must be documented on the organization's letterhead, signature of the person in charge, total number of hours completed, dates and hours, contact information. I have a question. How does this, so, okay, the rate of $34 per hour, I don't know if it, does somebody picking up garbage off the highways, is that worth $34 an hour? And the other is, these organizations paid by the state? Where do they get the money from? And so they put the, equate the hours work to what the fine total is, but why not make it a combination? Because there's these nonprofits, I'm assuming, are getting some kind of money. Unless I'm completely wrong on that. But anyway, there should be no free rides. No free rides. Which, by the way, something that should be taught in school or put in every public office. There's no such thing as government funded. It's all taxpayer funded. You know where I stand on when I see these programs and say it's free for this, free for that. None of it's free. I can't stress enough, and I will again till I am no longer breathing oxygen, that this should be mandatory to put it in the people's heads that this is not free. This is your neighbor's money, your taxpayers' your community's money, et cetera, et cetera. No such thing as that is free. It's just not possible. All right. Lots of news. Well, there has been news, obviously. Here in California, we already know of the amount of people, not just, quote unquote, the wealthy. I mean, the real rich, you know, those that are, you know, beyond the average person that have been leaving this state and other states because of the rules, regulations, taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So, the red states are getting these people, you know, Texas and Florida and Carolina, both Carolinas, Tennessee and Arizona. Now, these are among the top in the nation. Again, when you have states like New Jersey and New York and, of course, leading the way, California, with people leaving the state and going to these states where the you can get more bang out of your buck regarding the taxes, cost of living, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard from people who've called in here, and well, Al has told you about it. Jamie's told you about it, and I know a guy who also used to do production for us, Frank. He lives in Tennessee on the cheaper cost of living, registration, registering his boat and trailer and car, et cetera, et cetera. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. With the Memorial Day coming up, I'll say thank you to the veterans.
Yes.
I was thinking back on Vietnam. Although we think we didn't lose Vietnam, the war, because we left it. It was still intact, the government itself, but it collapsed after we left.
Well, yes, Saigon fell.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, okay. So, I mean, here's the question. Do you think that we did our best to win the war or conflict, because I don't, it was never declared, was it?
I mean, yeah, whatever. It's still acted like a war.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play semantics.
Yeah, but well, that's fair, though. I mean, it could have been handled better, but I don't know if maybe in the long term the outcome would have been a lot different. But the soldiers, they did their best.
Yes, they did.
With what they had. Maybe some of the weapons could have been different, or maybe our goals were... The other thing, right after we left, 75, there's something called Operation Baby Lift. The commercial airlines were flying out some mixed-race babies and orphans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was one tragedy, the first, the C-5.
Well,
and it had a disaster, but most of all that was commercial volunteers from the commercial airlines.
Well, so, I'm going to go back to something you said that, you know, we didn't win it. And I don't know how much you've read, but I've read enough from those who were in the government at the time. And I've used the book from George Bundy, who served under President Kennedy, and he admitted that there were huge mistakes that they made because they were inexperienced and they weren't willing to listen to veterans from World War II and the Korean conflict. That almost in his words, they were snotty college kids who really didn't know what they were doing.
I'll agree with that. I mean, there's the one of the Korean veteran, Hackworth. He wrote a book on his experience about face. It says basically that, I think.
Well, what's kind of interesting about the Vietnam situation was that, again, from what I've read, is that we won the majority of the conventional battles. But there was also, speculation that one of the things with the political side of it that didn't allow our military might to go in was because of the unrest in the country at the time. It started to develop with the, you had more riots and so forth and so on. And I guess it's kind of silly, but when you look back at it, the influence that the media started to have, showing that famous, I don't know if it was a photo or a film clip of that Vietnamese girl, what, she was burning or she was shot, something along those lines. And then you had the...
Yeah, a couple of those, yeah.
Then you had the My Lai massacre, and then you had Walter Cronkite, who was very influential here in the United States, nightly, 5 days a week. So were those some of the things? And then it got to the political powers or the political decision makers who... didn't have the, in my words, the guts to go in and finish the job.
That all ties into it. I mean, when the news media, they were showing the college students on the news, these went for the people that were different dress codes and hairstyles to make them stand out on the news, whatever that means.
Well, I said,
but right after Vietnam, the Saigon fell, the Vietnamese, they went over and invaded Cambodia to push out Pol Pot.
Was it Pol Pot or the Khmer Rouge? Yeah, Pol Pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, the Chinese invaded Vietnam on the north side.
Well,
they pushed back on that?
Well, let me see. The South Vietnam collapsed in, what, 75?
Correct.
Okay. And what we left with the, famous eclipse, what was that, in 73? So it wasn't too long after that. I guess another question you'd have to ask is, did we learn anything from Vietnam?
We hope so.
Well, what's...
Well, we did something similar in Afghanistan after all the time we were there. And
well, again, that's kind of my question. I know in one of those, I don't know if it was Desert Storm or the others, where... Who was the commander? I can't remember his name, but it was not unlike what Patton wanted to do during World War II. And I don't know who Patton went to, but I forget the leader. But anyway, I think he went to President Bush and said, we need to continue into, again, I forget what country, and Bush backed off. And we ended up having problems with that country, just like, again, Hitler warning us about the Russians. I mean, Patton warning us about the Russians.
Yeah, you wanted to continue in Eastern Europe, I think. And
yeah. He wanted to finish them.
I guess the other thing about Vietnam, too, they were maybe over-concerned about World War III if they did things wrong.
I don't remember that, or I haven't, you know, read about that, but World War III is, that's presented, you know, quite often. When
the Cold War.
Yeah, when friction comes up between countries.
Correct.
So, anyway, that just, about your original comments this morning about, yes, those who served, I hope as many people as possible can go to the fine ceremonies that we have here in the North County around the Central Coast.
They did their job well.
They did what they were told to do.
The other thing about it, I said about Pan Am, the last flight out of Saigon, the corporate loyalty to the employees to get their out of there at the last minute. I guess they're standing room only on their planes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, were you, when Vietnam was going on, were you, different politically than you are now?
Not voting yet, but maybe I wasn't thinking about actual politics, maybe.
Well, I'm sure you knew some people who served in Vietnam.
Yeah. And people, and they came back and they had to readjust to life, and I don't know if they were... economy was challenging for some of them. Like any war, though, any time you go into the military and then you come back out, then you have to readjust to civilian life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
I think that if Watergate had not have happened, our Vietnam aftermath would have been a little better, but that's... can't change that.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean that it would have been different?
If Nixon had been... Watergate never, and Nixon was still in office. The follow-up in Vietnam might have been a little different, but that's...
So you think that he was distracted with the Watergate and not finishing up in Vietnam, although didn't he in 68 want to withdraw troops?
No, I think...
In 70,
Watergate had not happened, We changed it forward because there was resignation and there was distraction away from that.
Mm-hmm. It's been said that in today's world, Watergate would almost seem minor.
Probably a lot of the other stuff, yeah. I mean, that's...
Now, some things are just so blatant that it's amazing what the public will accept now on certain sides of the aisle.
Correct. I'll agree with that.
Yep.
So, I need to let you get on to another.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, we had somebody else calling in. Again, there's always a couple of books that I recommend, and I don't remember the name of it exactly, but it was by McGeorge Bundy, who served under President Kennedy. And I was there were two things about the book that I remember. One is I appreciated his coming forth and in many instances saying that they screwed up. But also, as I was reading the book, I was angry that I would like to reach through and be able to grab his picture and choke him because of the amount of lives that were lost because of, I'll refer to as, snotty decisions by a bunch of Ivy League punks, including my cousin Brian. He never came home either. And I finished the book, and I was glad I finished it because I got a little bit more knowledge on that and had a deeper, if that's possible, a deeper disrespect for government and those who sit in the Ivy League towers in their starched suits that are making decisions that put people's lives at risk. More recently, I'll tie this into Fauci. He's living fat and easy and so forth. As far as I'm concerned, he should be hanging like Mussolini. The Italians did to Mussolini. The man destroyed millions of lives. And as of now, I know there's been a little heat lately, no consequences. No consequences. It burns me to no end. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you brought back memories of Vietnam. I got out of the Navy in 1964 in March, after 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in May of 1964 is when Vietnam started. Remember that. And it was called the Gulf of Tonkin Incident. And it's when a gunboat in Vietnam attacked a U.S. destroyer, which would be like you being in a canoe and shooting at a destroyer and it blowing you out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
The firepower is just unbelievable in a destroyer. And a gunboat is just a little boat, people, rifles, and shooting at it. And the president, who was at that, was...
That was Johnson.
Johnson, yeah. Johnson was president because after Kennedy was killed, who was in the last year, was in the Navy. I remember Kennedy was shot. And Johnson declared the war, the Vietnam War, based on that gunboat incident, which I thought was a joke. It was not a good reason to start a war. But Johnson was a power-mad person. I don't really remember much about him, but he was extremely politically powerful.
Well, that goes back to his days in Texas going forward and so forth. Again, the books or the information about him and his hunger for power, which is not uncommon, is legendary. But, you know, we started putting, small, I don't know what you call them militarily, groups into Vietnam in the late 50s, early 60s. And again, they were warned about, look, you start doing this, this is going to escalate down the road, and bingo, that was in the book that I read, it all happened. It all happened.
What I had remembered, we were operating out of Cambodia. We weren't actually in Vietnam and under Kennedy. And he was doing all kinds of, and they'd make excursions into Vietnam from Cambodia. You know, and then they go back. Was that covered in your book?
I don't remember all the details, but, one of the things, you mentioned the Gulf of Tonkin,
that was the resolution that gave Johnson authority to use military force, but the Vietnam War was never declared.
Oh, well, I thought it was, because they said it started there with the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Well, that became, well, part of, obviously, it connects with the Gulf of Tonkin, the resolution that...
Yeah,
because obviously Congress, they hold the power to formally declare war. And the last, the last time we did that was in World War II.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just remember that started everything.
Yep.
And
okay.
If I'd still been in the Navy at that time, they would have extended me for 2 years because I was in a critical rating. I worked on radar for guns.
Mm-hmm.
I
wish I had more time because I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, but I'm up against the clock. I appreciate your call.
Well, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Bye. I'm going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the search conducted at Susan Flores' home earlier this month. The Sheriff's Office identified soils that produced results consistent with human remains. The area was excavated and no remains were recovered, but items are currently being analyzed. No further information is available at this time. The Pioneer Day Committee will be holding several fundraisers prior to the 96th annual Pioneer Day Parade this October. The Best of the West Tractor Show will be this Memorial Day weekend at Santa Margarita Ranch. Firestone Invitational Beer Festival will be held May 30th at the Event Center. The Pioneer Day Parade will be held October 10th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Massey got trumped as a consultant explains the president's power of GOP endorsement in Tuesday's primaries, including seven-term Congressman Thomas Massey losing to former Navy SEAL Ed Gallrein. Massey trying to ride his anti-war, anti-Israel Trump dissent all the way to concession.
I would have come out sooner, but I had to call my opponent and concede, and it took a while to find Ed Gallrein in Tel Aviv.
And Oregon voters say no to boosting the state gas tax and card title and registration fees. Iran now threatening new targets if President Trump resumes military strikes.
The IRGC put out a statement saying if the aggression against Iran is repeated, the regional war that was promised will this time go beyond the borders of the region.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv, with concern Iran might hit Gulf oil fields. America's listening to Fox News.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Some clouds and lots of sunshine. Low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows upper 40s. And we'll have upper 80s on your Thursday as we head out to the Memorial Day weekend. We'll cool down quite a bit some of the days. For example, Friday will be in the low 80s. Mid 70s Saturday, Sunday for your Memorial Day Monday. Mid 70s. Low 70s Tuesday. And a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 555 AM, 8:05 PM, we're at 60. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the River Oaks community. The El Paso de Robles Area Pioneer Museum Family Fun Day, celebrating 55 years of collecting Paso Robles and community history. The Dig Day is coming up June 14th from 11 to 4. Games and things to do, ring toss, campfire karaoke. That's always fun. Count the Uncle Sam's, popped cornhole, puzzles and checkers, barbecue lunch available for just $5. Includes either hamburger or a hot dog, chips, small water, and cookies. Free to attend. That's coming up on the 14th. They got it in early. You'll hear that again. Volunteers needed for the 4th of July celebration from the city of Paso Robles. And this is a free community event, but the volunteers, about 25 are needed to support the city staff. And volunteer shifts are 2 hours. Positions include lake monitor, parking attendant, and access control. And you'll get a token of appreciation, an event t-shirt, and you'll get some food, too. So contact the city, submit online to the city of Paso Robles, and they appreciate it. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Don't forget, the big event is going on. You can go in and take your valuables to sell. It's going on through tomorrow. All right, local celebrities on this Wednesday. Leading off, how about this? That and lead off, all right. Janice Idler. All right, that's the way to start it, huh? Christy Callahan, Corey Erskine, Lenora Matthews, Sandy McGuffin, Nicholas Mendoza, Kayleen Miller, David Marquez, Rachel Stoltenberg, Larry Gabriel, Armando, it says Armando Jr. Gonzalez, G.A., Doug and Marlene Thomason, and, well, looky here, Marty and Candy Ischel. Oh, man, speaking of the famous, oh, boy, we got it on the list today. All right, on my right-hand side, some people you probably have heard of. Dolly Madison, nice ice cream, 1768, 1848. We also have on the list here the actor James Stewart, 1908, 1997. George Gobel, 1919-1991. Also, let's see here. Bud Grant, pro football coach, 1927-2023. Ken Boyer, family, his brother Cleet, 1931. He was MVP, one of the best third basemen of his era. Ken died in 1982. Onward, Dave Hill, the golfer, 1937, 2011. One of the great hockey players, Stan Mikita, 1940, 2018. This guy was a really good running back. He's in the Hall of Fame, replaced Jim Brown. Well, he didn't replace him. He retired, and he came in after that. Leroy Kelly, 1942. Joe Cocker, 1944, 2014. Cher was born in 1946. Oh, yeah. He was supposed to replace Mantle. Bobby Mercer, 1946. Bobby passed away in 2008. Cullen Bryant, running back, 1951, 2009. Also on the list, we have Susan Cousel of the group, 1959. They're still out there doing stuff. Good pitcher, David Wells, 1963. His dad played for the Yankees and was a pitching coach for the Mets, Todd Stottlemyre, 1965. Onward we go on the Terrell Brandon. He was a pretty good basketball player. He was born in 1970. Tony Stewart, race guy, 1971. Jason Worth, not a bad baseball player, 1978. And Omar Apollo, the singer, songwriter, 1987. All right. What time? Ooh, we're out of time here. Man, I don't know if I can get it in. I do know who's going to the top of the list today. Let's see here real quickly. Who passed away in this? Oh, she was so good. Gilda Radner, 1989. Christopher Columbus, 1506. George Wendt died in 2025. Bobby Mercer goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District said they're investigating alleged threats toward the district yesterday. Administration investigated an old text message that had resurfaced and was being recirculated among students. Work has begun on a permanent two-lane bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek near South El Pomar Road to replace the existing storm-damaged bridge. Work will require the full closure of Creston Road at South El Pomar Road through Creston Ridge Lane, with a traffic detour in place from June 1st through September 4th.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was an Oklahoma kid whose idol was Mickey Mantle from Oklahoma, and the same scout that signed Mantle signed Mercer. Mercer said his greatest thrill in baseball was playing in the same outfield for at least a game with Mickey Mantle. He served 2 years in the United States Army, was a five-time All-Star Gold Glove Award winner, passed away much, much too young at the age of 62. Bobby Mercer, he was on the 1970s All-Decade team. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.